Hi kids!
Welcome to
Bye Kids for Kids Storytime!
Produced by Audio Visual Education.
You can download more episodes of Bye Kids for Kids Storytime
for free!
Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy! Are there any stories you would like us to do?
Contact us.
Find us on Facebook at fb.me/bkfkstorytime or email us at bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. But for now, let's get on with the story.
Anansi gives people stories.
Long, long ago, the sky god Niame kept all stories locked in a wooden box. High in the sky. People down on Earth had no stories to tell, and they were very sad. They asked Anansi, the clever spider, to help them.
No problem,
Anansi said. Anansi spun a long thread and climbed up his sticky thread all the way to heaven.
Can I have the stories, please?
He asked the sky god. But Niame laughed at Anansi and said,
oh, these are very expensive stories. You wouldn't be able to pay for them, little spider.
How much do the stories cost?
Asked Anansi.
You will have to bring me three rare and fierce animals,
Niame answered.
A leopard with sharp teeth like spears. A hornet that stings people. And a snake that swallows people whole.
He laughed and laughed. He thought his stories were quite safe. So Anansi climbed slowly back down his sticky thread to the earth. He thought and he thought. And he came up with a plan.
I'll dig a deep hole and cover it with branches and sand so it is hidden.
And then he went home for supper. In the morning, sure enough, a leopard had fallen into his pit. He was furiously scratching at the side of the pit, but he couldn't get out.
Oh, let me help you, my dear friend,
said Anansi.
Just lie down on these sticks, and I'll pull you out.
Anansi wound his sticky web around the leopard and the sticks.
Let me go,
and pulled him up to heaven to show the sky god. But Niame just laughed and said,
where are the other two?
So Anansi went back down to Earth to get the second creature. He thought and he thought. And he came up with a plan.
I'll take a bucket full of water and go to the tree where the hornets live.
He poured out some of the water all over their nest. Then he cut a leaf from a banana tree and held it over his head. And he poured the rest of the water all over himself. He called out to the hornets,
hey, hornets, come see. It's raining. Quick, get inside my bucket. It will keep all of you dry.
Hornets don't like to get wet, so they all flew into Anansi's bucket. Then Anansi quickly spun a web across the opening so the hornets couldn't get out, no matter how much they buzzed. He carried them up to heaven and showed them to the sky god. But Niame just said,
Where's the last one?
He wasn't laughing so much anymore. So Anansi went down to Earth again. He thought and he thought and he thought. But he couldn't come up with a plan. So he asked his wife, who said,
I have a very good idea.
Together, they found a good, long, thick branch and some strong vines. When they got near the stream where the snake lived, they began to argue.
The branch is longer.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Soon, the snake came out and asked what the argument was.
I was arguing with my wife,
said Anansi.
She says this stick is longer than you are. But I don't agree.
Of course, I am longer than that stick,
said the snake.
I am very long. I'm a huge snake. Just put your stick next to me and measure.
So Anansi did that, and he tied the snake to the stick with his vine to keep him straight. When he was all tied up, Anansi took the snake up to heaven. Nyame had to admit,
Anansi has paid his price.
So he went to his wooden box, opened the lid, and gave all the stories to Anansi. Anansi carried the stories triumphantly down to earth. He shared them with his wife and with all the other animals and people. Stories are for telling, not for keeping in wooden boxes.
Thank you for listening to this episode of
By Kids for Kids Storytime,
produced by Audio Visual Education,
performed by Lizola Porter, Jordan Orange, and Max and Ruby Dewey.
We'd also like to say a big bye kids thank you to AfricanStorybook.org for providing us with the text for this story. You can download more episodes of By Kids for Kids Storytime for free.
Just search for us on iTunes.
It's easy. You can also contact us at bkfkstorytime@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hey guys, if you like this episode, please share it with your friends and family. It is one of the best ways to support BKFK Storytime.